This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On a typical day, as many as 25,000 short-haul trucks go in and out of the massive ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. This is not a typical day with those truck drivers on strike. They want trucking companies to classify them as employees instead of independent contractors, the latest battleground in a national workplace tug of war. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from Los Angeles.
Fidel Gonzalez came to the U.S. from Oaxaca, Mexico. He started driving a truck 10 years ago because he thought he could make more money than he was making as a garment worker. Now he thinks the system is set up for drivers to fail.
If we work 8 hours, actually you don't make money at all. If we work in more than 8-10 hours, we can make some money, but not the money we are expecting.
If you own or lease your own truck, in theory, you can make more money than drivers who are directly employed, because you get paid by the load and might be able to make a few runs a day. Maybe.
One load, I could take 2 hours to finish, or maybe take a whole day. We never know. You never know what time you're going to get out of the port.
So you might spend hours waiting in line for a load, and the money from that load might not be what you thought. Nick Weiner is in charge of the Justice for Port Drivers campaign.
Out of their paycheck will come all these deductions for fuel, for insurance, for registration taxes, maintenance, you need new tires, right? All these get deducted out of your paycheck, and that's what you're left with at the end of the week.
Trucking companies argue the employee model isn't sustainable. Several have filed for bankruptcy in recent months, citing legal battles about misclassification as a major factor. Jonathan Rosenthal is general partner of Saybrook Capital in Los Angeles. He says the trucking business is merely emblematic of a larger battle over employee classification.
There are a number of industries that are being attacked for the independent contractor model, including everything from nursing to beauty parlors to, you know, the Ubers of the world.
Rosenthal says the two models can't work together in the trucking business. Truck drivers either have to be all independent contractors or all employees. And if the California Labor Commission has anything to say about it, it's probably going to be the latter. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.